For the Cowboy State News Network, I'm Ty Stockton, and this is The Great Outdoors. I finally realized why my alarm clock doesn't do the trick to wake me up in the mornings. It turns out the noise it makes is just way too common.
Washington's war on the West is threatening our Wyoming way of life. But Sam Galeotis is a Wyoming native who is committed to protecting our conservative values. And like President Trump, Sam Galeotis is the political outsider and successful conservative businessman we need to take on government agencies like the BLM and EPA. Sam will cut bureaucratic red tape and help President Trump repeal Obama's burdensome regulations. Because Sam Galeotis knows low taxes and less regulation will grow our economy, attract new businesses, protect the businesses that already call Wyoming home, and create new jobs for our kids. Sam's a conservative Republican who is strongly pro-life, an uncompromising defender of the Second Amendment. And as a Wyoming native, Sam Galeotis will champion the conservative family values that make us Wyoming. Conservative Republican businessman Sam Galeotis for governor. Conservative ideas and a fresh perspective for Wyoming. Paid for by Galeotis for governor.
I've had the same alarm clock for quite a while now. I got it for Christmas a few years ago, so the first time I used it, it was in the middle of winter. That little nugget of information will be important to remember a little later on. I wanted this particular alarm because it was supposed to ease you gently into the waking world. It has a light that slowly gets brighter until your bedroom is bathed in a morning light glow. It's some sort of voodoo zen touchy-feely thing that has to do with circadian rhythms or something like that. In plain English, it means it's supposed to wake you up the way the sun does, which is supposed to be more natural and healthy. I didn't really care about that. I just wanted an alarm clock that would wake me up gently. I was using the alarm on my phone, which rattles the shingles off the roof when it goes off. It sounds like a tornado siren, but instead of being a half mile away, it's 4 inches from my left ear when it goes off in the mornings. I was getting tired of shooting vertically out of bed every day. I've pretty much destroyed the ceiling fan over the bed, not to mention the damage that thing does to me this time of year when we turn it on before we go to bed. But the new alarm clock was supposed to fix that, and it did for a couple of weeks. But then I got used to the light, so I had to turn on the sound, too. The sound alarm on that clock also starts out quiet and gradually gets louder. The problem is, it's a bird call. It might have worked if it were a duck or a goose, especially on mornings when I'm trying to get up early to go hunting. But the morons who built that clock decided to use a robin's call instead. Now I'll wake up to robins chirping at 3 in the morning, but I'll sleep right through that stupid alarm at 5 when I should be getting up. So it's back to the phone klaxon. Now I need to get a new ceiling fan. This has been The Great Outdoors. Visit us at cowboystatenews.com. I'm Ty Stockton, and I'll see you out there.